Good morning. Good morning to everyone on the prayer call this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us this morning. We praise Jesus as the song says, Jesus, no other name like the name of Jesus. Jesus, yet powerful, all powerful, is the name. We thank God for everyone this morning, and we ask right now, as we pray, Father, that you would be in the midst of us this morning. Lord, we honor you and bless you, Father God. Be glorified, our Father and our Lord Jesus, and you, Holy Spirit. Be with us this morning as we devote our time to you and as we lift up, Lord, our prayers and adoration and praise, Lord, unto you this morning for all of your goodness and your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with your presence this morning. For where two or three are gathered, there you are, as you promised, in the midst of us, and we stand on your promises, Lord, because we know that you are a covenant-keeping God, and we thank you for that, Lord. So, this morning I want to introduce to you the team. My name is Elder Claude Lang. I want to also thank and introduce to you Sister Tanika Smothers, who is our prayer call controller this morning, blessing us by setting it up and starting us off with that wonderful worship. And we also have with us Minister Lori Taylor, who will be bringing the devotion this morning. Good morning, Minister Lori. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Elder Claude. I am blessed to be on the line with all of you this morning. Thank you, Sister Tamika. The worship was beautiful.
Amen, amen. And we also have with us Sister Tracy George, who will be bringing the praise reports and our prayer requests. Good morning, Sister Tracy. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to everyone on the call. I am well. Thank you.
Amen. And, of course, we want to also acknowledge and bless our beloved Bishop C. Carl Smith and Pastor Adrian Smith, the Angels of the House of New Destiny. And we just thank God for them, and we say good morning to you. Pray your rest or pray your health. We pray that you are in just walking in divine wholeness and strength and blessedness, you and the entire family. And again, I want to say thank you all for joining the prayer call. We acknowledge also any other clergy, men and women of God, your houses, and all those affiliated with us, with New Destiny. We bless you this morning, and we thank God for joining. So, without further ado, let us move on to our devotions this morning. Minister Lori Taylor, it is all yours.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder Claude. We're first giving honor to God, who is the head of our life and who is gracious in all of his ways. We just appreciate God the Father for who he is and how he's blessed us and brought us thus far. We give honor to the Apostle Bishop Christopher Carl Smith and to Pastor Adrian Smith, the angels, yes, Elder Claude, that God has placed to be our under-shepherds and to lead us and to guide us and to teach us and to encourage us. We give honor and praise to God for them and their family from each one, from the youngest to the eldest. And to all of you who are gathered here this morning to spend time with God, it's a beautiful thing to meet with God early in the morning. So I'm going to jump right into our devotion. But as I begin, I'm thankful and just grateful to God for his word. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. And we just pray, Lord God, that your people who are gathered here will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and that we will observe all that you command us to do this day, that you will set us high above the nation, Lord God, that these blessings shall come and overtake us. I thank you for the overtaking blessings of God in the name of Jesus. Our scripture for our devotion this morning is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 4 in the New King James Version. And it reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." And our devotional title is Abounding Grace. God chose you. Abounding grace. God chose you. Yes, you. Amidst the billions of souls that ever walked this earth, God set his eyes upon you. In his infinite wisdom and boundless love, he singled you out to be the recipient of his grace, his empowerment, the object of his affection, and the vessels of his purpose. It was not by chance or happenstance, but by divine decree that you were chosen, predestined for a life marked by holiness and blameless before him. This revelation of abounding grace is both humbling and exhilarating. It humbles us to consider the magnitude of God's love, and love that transcends time and space, reaching down through the ages to claim us as his own. And yet it fills us with a sense of awe and wonder, knowing that we have been handpicked by God the Father to play a part in his eternal plan. As we continue to delve deeper into our series on grace, we've come to understand that grace is not a one-dimensional concept, but rather it encompasses various facets of dimensions. Throughout the Bible, grace is portrayed as God's unmerited favor and love extended to humanity. But it also, on the other hand, includes elements such as forgiveness, mercy, redemption, and empowerment. These different facets of grace highlights its richness and the complexity, suggesting that grace operates on multiple levels and dimensions in the lives of believers. And like the blood, grace don't stop working. And if ever we need grace, we sure enough need it today. Like in the days of Noah, again, the world has gone buck wild, off the chain crazy. Though you might be surprised, it is no surprise to God. God permits a lot. And though he permits a lot, God still has a divine plan He chose you. He chose you before the foundation of the world. He planned your life before, even before you were knitted together in the secret places of your mother's womb. And God's empowering grace is in continuous operation. Just as the blood, again, I say, don't stop. God's continuous cleansing and redemption of us through grace is ever present and active in our lives. It is not a one-time event, but constant source of strength, comfort, and renewal. God's grace is sufficient to heal the wounds of the past. Regardless of our mistakes, our failures, or hurts, His grace offers forgiveness, restoration, and healing. It enables us to release the burdens of guilt and shame, allowing us to experience freedom and wholeness. Again, it's a guidance in the present, God's grace, abounding grace. In the complexities of the present moment, God's grace provides guidance, wisdom, and strength. It empowers us to make wise decisions, face challenges with courage, and walk in obedience to His will. His grace sustains us through trials and difficulties, giving us hope and peace amidst uncertainty. But in all of that, I love it because God's grace positions us and postures us to be in a place where we can hear God. But not only can we hear God, we can see God, and we have a hope for our future. We can see. But I think today there's a problem in the body of Christ, that we have a lot of spiritually short-sighted people. It is common, a common vision condition, which close objects appear clearer, but at a distance, the objects appear blurry. This is why Christians, when we hear the psalmist sings, "When I look back over my life," immediately we look back and we can only see what God just did, rather than being able to see in the future the things that God has already done. Like Abraham, God chose you before the foundation of the world so that you can live a life of destiny according to the predestinated plan of God for your life. I thank God that there is a plan, a divine plan, that God set in motion. It's already done. But the thing is, it's so important that we as believers, that we come into alignment with the will of God for our life, the importance of cooperating with God's plan. Although God chooses and empowerment are his choosing and his empowerment are essential, individuals are called to actively align their will with God's will, to participate willingly in carrying out His purpose. This involves trust and obedience and surrender to God's leading. To willfully reject and refuse to participate in God's plan for people can miss out on the blessings and fulfillment from God in aligning with His purpose. Willful disobedience or rejection of God's call may lead to consequences both in this life and in the spiritual life ahead. So God's plan, according to His scripture, His preordained plan, God calls us to live according to that plan. And I pray that we live our lives according to God's preordained will for our lives, and that we look to God for the things that he said about us, and that we be steadfast and always abounding to live in God's will and his divine plan, preordained plan for our lives. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Lori. Amen. Amen. And now let's move on to our prayer and praise reports given by Sister Tracy George. And I pray that everyone will stand with her and be on the edge of your seat. Agree with her in prayer this morning. Let's do that. Sister Tracy, all yours.
Good morning. Yes. This morning we pray 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." And Father God, as we come to you this morning, we are praying for healing for our land. We come together as your people who are called, your people who are chosen for such a time as this, to pray for our country, the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, to establish justice and secure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote general welfare, secure blessing of liberty to ourselves and prosperity, to ordain and establish this Constitution of America. And Father, we look at that as an opportunity to trust in you. In God we trust and we lean on as a country, as a people, for you to move in our country. We plead the blood of Jesus over our country. We pledge allegiance to God, Jehovah, our sovereign God, who is the true ruler of all. Father, we bless your name today. We pray and we thank you for being our creator. We humble ourselves and come before you with pure hearts, pure hands, lifting your name up. There is no greater one. We, the people, the church, have come together asking you for healing of our land, to save, send laborers in the field in Jesus' name. There is much sin that is abounding, but we know grace is much more. And we thank you for grace, Romans 5:20b. We thank you for your mercy, O God. Have mercy and give grace in the name of Jesus for such a time as this, Lord. Lord, we pray specifically for the church. We pray for the universal church, O God, for the churches to humble themselves and fall on their knees and pray to God for our country, for our land to be healed. We pray, Lord God, as we are in the election times, we pray for the right person to be put in that right position as leading our country, Lord, for such a time as this, O God. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for our current leaders that they are strengthened in the name of Jesus, President Biden and his cabinet members. We pray, Lord God, that they will make decisions based upon your will, God. They will call upon you, God. They will humble themselves in the name of Jesus to ask you for answers. You are the result. Father, we pray specifically for a New Destiny Church to be spiritually shrewd. We pray for an increase in discernment for New Destiny. We pray for protection for our bishop, for our leader, for the first family. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. We pray for Pastor Inger and his family. Pray for God, for your divine agenda to prevail concerning New Destiny. We pray for the fivefold ministries to explode in New Destiny. We pray for an increase of members being led by Christ to pray and fast so that New Destiny is a church totally yielded to your will, Lord. We pray that the kingdom citizens within New Destiny will take authority in this earth. You said, "Let thy will be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Our model prayer, Lord God. Let your will be done on this earth. Let your will be done this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done in the election, Father. Every candidate, Let your will be done, Lord. We praise your name today, O God. Lord, let your roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah erupt from within New Destiny. We pray for the glory of God to rest in the houses of New Destiny, in the church. We pray for New Destiny to become a marketplace moving church. We pray for New Destiny to tap into the Abrahamic faith of our bishop. Abrahamic faith, yes. We pray, Lord, that we will be like Noah, having our discernment up, knowing the times, like the tribe of Issachar. We thank you, Father, for raising us up for such a time as this, God. We just bless your name today. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. We thank you. We humble ourselves before you this morning. We praise you, Father, because you are a great God. You are a faithful God. You are a kind God. We thank you, Father, that you are mindful of us, O Lord. We bless your name, O God. Thank you, Father. Thank you that we do have hope. There is hope in you, God. We live and move and have our being, O God, in you, God. We will do what you say to do, Lord. We will go where you want us to go, Lord. Bless your name today, O God. Glorify your name today. Let our words be pleasing unto your sight, Father, and acceptable. Lord, we bless your name today, O God. We lift you up higher. There is none other, none greater than you, God. Bless and glorify your name today. Thank you, Father, that you give us this opportunity, that you woke us up this morning, O God. Woke us up in our right mind, O God. Father, we, as we put on our armor this morning, we know we have the mind of Christ, O God. And there's nothing too difficult for you. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us in the name of Jesus. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We go for it today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in your might, in your strength, O God. We thank you, Lord, that the tide of the battle is turned, O God. We thank you that you're our ever-present help, God. Bless and glorify your name. Bless and praise your name. Glory and honor go to you, God. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it, Father. We bless your name today, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for miracles happening today. We thank you for healing happening today, Lord. We thank you for deliverance, salvation happening today, O God. We thank you, Father, and we look for the praise reports, Lord. We bless your name, God. Glory be to your name. We pray for the minister who will minister this evening, Father, at a Bible study, Lord. Give them a fresh rhema word, Lord. Lord, just take total control over their minds, O God, in the name of Jesus, to bring forth the word that the people need to hear, Father. We bless your name today. Protect the speaker in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you will give a clear word, a concise word in the name of Jesus. Bless your name, O God. We thank you, Father. We praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer. We thank God for the prayers over our country, our state, and our legislation. Thank God for that. We thank you for praying over our bishop and family and the speaker tonight. Amen. So let's go back to Minister Lori and see what more you have for us, Miss Lori.
Amen, Elder Carl. Yes, real quick, I just want to encourage each and every one of us that's on this line that, yes, God has a plan for you, and everything concerning you, everything about you, every nook and cranny about your life is coming under and into alignment under the headship of Christ. So the scripture says that in the fullness and in the dispensation of time, that when all things come under the headship of Christ, it is there in that place that we can begin to move in destiny. So I don't care what you're going through this morning. I don't care what your struggle is. That God is still in control and ruling and reigning on his throne. And those very things, it might be like birthing pains, are yet coming into alignment with the preordained will of God. And that when it does, know that you've been called to a life of destiny of divine favor and the divine joy, every need met, every joint supply, nothing missing and nothing lacking, and living a life that God has called you to in destiny. And preordained will of God, true destiny for the lives of God's people on this line this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Lori. And I took some notes this morning. I thank God for that. I wrote down a few things you said. Grace is sufficient to heal the burdens of the past. Grace is also, it operates on multiple levels. Like the blood, it never fails. And I want to encourage each and every person, just as she prayed, just as she gave us this awesome devotion this morning, that grace is sufficient. God says, when he spoke to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. And so where she wrote here saying that grace operates on multiple levels, God knows exactly where you are. That's why he has grace, and his grace is sufficient for you, can meet you, meet your every need, can tackle anything that you are facing, and will bring to pass all the things that he has promised you. All of this good word, the grace, this year of grace, and what Bishop has been teaching us on the covenant, and you know, is really just all falling into place. And so be in the house and get this word, because it is so good for you, so good for us. We are there is no malnourishment going on here at this, in this house, in this place. So be in the house, tune in on stream, get the word. There'll be a word in the house tonight. Come in, come to the services tonight. It'll be a wonderful time for you. We look forward to seeing you there. And also tomorrow morning, we will be right back here on the prayer call. We look forward to seeing you coming out again. And tell somebody about this prayer call. Give them the number. Show them how to, you know, call in and get on. This could be the very thing that will get them over the hump, right? And could be the grace that will meet their need this morning or the morning that they get on. So invite a friend or friends or family to come on to the prayer call. This is always a very good way to start your day. So we look forward to you coming on tomorrow. And so thank you for joining the prayer call. Thank you for being with us this morning. Father, we ask your blessings on every person who is, Lord God, who have tuned in today and are on their way to work, or maybe they just got off work and are on their way home. Lord, we ask that you protect their travels. Let the road of safety be laid out before them, Lord. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come unto them, their person, or their belongings, or their mode of travel, and that they will reach their destinations, Lord, safely, unscathed, unharmed, unhindered, with peace and with joy. Lord, we honor you and bless you this morning, and we thank you for every person, and we thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for your grace, Lord. We just love you for that. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, and we look forward to being on the call again tomorrow. Have a great, great day today. Blessings.